Iraq's capital, Baghdad, wasn't always identified with an American war. For more than 1,000 years, it was a metropolis at the heart of an empire that captured the imagination of the West and the Arab world alike. It was a place of learning and culture, and it attracted countless poets. Nabil Yassin and Fawzi Karim are two contemporary Iraqi poets. They're now living in exile. Here, they reflect on the city that they left behind. First, Fawzi Karim remembers growing up along the banks of the Tigris River.
We living there in the river, swimming all the time when we were children and boys, you know. And this is the best time you can spend in life. To cross the river is something really not belong to this reality. It's something, you know, you feel you are and Tigris. At that time, and even now, really, it's huge, it's so wide. It's not small things. So when you cross, you can't see the other side. Everything became covered with a dream. And that's beautiful.
I'm still searching for Baghdad, but I didn't find it as I left it 28 years ago, but I still have my Baghdad and my city and my relation with it. This relation which tied Al-Karkh and Al-Rasafa, not just through the bridges, but through the river, which is still continue to the south. And in my poem, The Brothers Yassin, I'm saying, جسور الرصافة والكرخ أزمنة جامدة وبغداد آخر أمكنة الله حين تقوم القيامة وينتشر الميتون ويعلو الضجيج. That's mean Baghdad will be the last town, and the bridges of Baghdad were times try to cross the river and frozen.
We have a gramophone, old one, you know, we usually do it by hand. But I think the old brother, he brought it and brought some records of Abdul Wahab and some another singers. But I remember listening to one of these songs. Le, 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 yai, le, le, tal. The melody is like that. And unfortunately, the record itself is damaged in a point when he repeats again, le, 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 le.
Le, 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 le.
And this le, le continue for a long time until I move it. But it's fixed in my mind, thinking that this is part of the song. And even now, when I sing it in my mind, you know, I repeat this a lot of time.
There was one dream or one nightmare chasing me everywhere. Always the dream or the nightmare was like this. I'm going back to Baghdad. They arrest me and they start to shoot me. And now I stopped dreaming to return, but I continue my dream to see Baghdad as a town which deserve the life and deserve to be beautiful like before.
Evocations of a lost Baghdad from Iraqi poets Nabil Yassin and Fawzi Karim. Both men are now living in London.